Hey, today's March 12th, 13th.
You're off to such a good start for 400
But slow it down.
milliseconds.
Jesus, there's no reason to rush, Krista.
Today's March 13th. I don't have any other segue other than it's
We
March 13th.
gotta chew this news, digest it, gotta masticate today.
Not the Skype news,
Yikes.
no. No,
Well,
no
Skype,
mastication.
it's been redesigned. What do you think about the redesign, Krista?
I didn't look closely at this one. We have
Oh.
not been using Skype at our office anymore. We've switched to a different service. So, and the new service, let me just say, it is Emoji 100 because it supports emojis by default. I don't have to Google the emoji I'm looking for anymore. 10 out of 10. That's really improved my productivity in the office.
But Skype is trash.
It is.
Yeah.
It really,
The
really
lagginess
is.
is what makes it annoying, and I doubt that that fixed
They've
this.
made some serious improvements to Skype for web, but it comes with a pretty big caveat.
Only works on Internet Explorer Edge or Internet
Whoa.
Edge, whatever.
A Chrome. It works in Chrome.
Oh, in Chrome. And it's probably because of like WebRTC. So, bam.
Leaves out a lot of people.
It does leave out a lot of people.
We'll
You
just leave
can
out Skype.
run the app. You don't have to use the web version. But a lot of people like the web version.
They haven't been doing a good job of maintaining the Linux version of the app either.
That's just garbage. It lags up every time. Like, you get a message and you go to switch to that tab and it just completely freezes and freaks out.
Terrible. Terrible product. And on mobile, forget it.
Basically
It does
unusable.
not work on mobile. Simply does not work. Google did something very interesting. They said, we heard what our people said. Remember the people cried out and revolted and torches and pitchfork and said, pay, gender equality and pay, we demand it. Google said, okay, and then something weird happened.
They did a study, and Google found in that study that it paid men less than women for the same job. So it spent like 9 point something million dollars. Is that right? To
Yeah.
get the pay equalized. So it was a women's group that was crying out, "Hey, women aren't being paid equally." Turns out they were being overpaid.
They're right.
Do you think that the person who originally came up with the complaint was like, maybe they were just really bad at their job, and they were like, they compared their salaries to two of the other people they were working with or something, and they're like, it's because I'm a woman, isn't it?
Well, here's the thing. The job in question was like level 4 programmer, right? I don't know how many levels they've got, but I imagine that was a pretty high paying job.
Yeah,
So I think
probably.
the women who actually know what they're doing and have those jobs probably weren't part of the crying, the loud birds screaming in the nest. I think those were some entry level blue hairs who don't know the first thing about it.
Listen, I got like 300 updates on Stack Overflow. I'm like a level 9 programmer, and it's like, no, that's not how that works.
I contributed to open source by removing all gender references. I'll have you know, I have commits. Well, speaking of loud birds and really annoying people, Tesla.
Tesla has a self-driving strategy other companies abandoned years ago. Tesla has just shifted the goalpost for full self-driving technology. I read this article, so this is from Ars Technica, and the author was very careful to try to word things in such a way that it's not going to immediately anger that Tesla crowd that is like, no, full autonomous is coming soon. Because
Soon, TM.
he spends like 4 paragraphs explaining how the definition of full autonomous has shifted using references before actually getting into the meat of what he wanted to talk about.
Which is, they don't have it and they're not going to have it. But they are still going to charge $3,000 for it. That's basically what it is. So Musk has said, it's self-driving. Yeah, well, you can't really say it's self-driving because it can't drive itself in all situations. But interstate, hey, listen, you're on the interstate. Totally works on the interstate.
Except you still have to monitor
Well, right, yeah.
it.
Now, Musk had tweeted 2 years ago in 2016 that in 2 years, you would have all these crazy features like going to sleep in your car.
No,
So that deadline has passed.
that's not happening.
We don't have it.
It's almost like he kind of just arbitrarily like makes things up with without
Left.
regard, like without consulting his engineers or the
Why,
board
Krista? Did you just say engagement challenge?
The other part I like about it is the guy goes on to talk about how there are industries that probably will do this, but it doesn't make sense from a cost perspective unless you're like you're a taxi company. And so he says that whenever fully self-driving cars materialize, it's probably going to be a taxi company first, or in limited geographic places like Arizona.
Well, that's what Google's doing.
Yeah, well, it seems to be almost everyone's done that because it's like you can't get a self-driving car around, you know, a kiss your ass curve in Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, his point was that until we've been doing that forever and we've got the data, you can't have a completely autonomous self-driving car. You just can't because the other has to come first.
But then Musk would have to admit that's not going to happen with his in his lifetime. I don't think he can.
Engagement challenge for this episode of the news.
You think those poor, like, I can't imagine being on the engineering team there and just being like, please stop saying things. Like, it's not that these are impossible things, but like, they take time. You can't just arbitrarily decide a date.
Well, I don't know if it's the engineering team that suffers for that. I think it's the board of directors.
Oh, yeah.
Who are pulling their hair out.
Well, the engineers probably feel that too, because it's like, oh, we need this done by then. And it's like, whoa, no.
Hmm. Well, it's not all bad news out of the Tesla camp, though. They do have one little nugget of good news this week.
Tesla launches a new supercharger with 1,000 mph charging, better efficiency, and more. And I was like, 1,000 mph? How is that describing a unit of charge?
Yeah, I had the same thought.
But then it's like, oh, you can get 1,000 miles of range per hour it spends on charge, or 100 miles in 6 minutes. Neat.
It also has a new feature where it will, if you put in your GPS, hey, take me to a supercharger, it will try to prep your battery and get the temperature at the perfect charging temperature, which they claim could save 25% of your time.
Neat.
Pretty cool. I don't care about it, but I can sort of empathize. No, I can never get in their heads. How about the Model Y?
Tesla's long-rumored Model Y crossover SUV is finally coming March 15th.
So, if you want to look like a douchebag who doesn't care about the environment, but you want to still have an electric car, this is the one for you.
This is just the preview of it, I guess. They're not rolling out or anything. It's going to be just years of no, like, they're going to dump all their money into this.
Chris, I love how much you've turned against Tesla.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect me, but I don't know.
This is all we know about it.
I get so annoyed by Musk.
It's really not very descriptive, is it?
I'm not even opposed to electric cars.
This is going to be very similar to the Model 3 with, I think it's just a better version of the 3. And it's got the hatchback because it's an SUV, but I think it's almost the same size, which is weird. So, I don't know. I guess that's exciting. If you really need to let the world know how sanctimonious you are, but you have kids, a lot of kids, and a dog or something.
Modern SUV still doesn't usually have that much more seating. They need to make the Tesla minivan.
I wonder if
you could get that.
I'm sure that's in the works. Well, the Tesla we talked about last week, they were closing down the showrooms, and that was a lot of jobs. They're still open, but they all know that it's only a matter of time, and that seems to be going very poorly for morale.
It feels like a morgue. Tesla employees say morale has fallen drastically as stores close and workers are let go. Tesla blindsided many of its employees with the announcement last week it's going to close its stores and sell exclusively online.
But wait.
Tesla temporarily freezes store closures and layoffs and chaotic sales strategy change. What?
I don't think anybody knows what's going on at Tesla, including Tesla. Apparently they're not closing the showrooms.
What?
But they are going to eventually, but not yet.
What?
If I was a salesperson there, I'd been like, I need to find another job. Stat.
Yeah, well, they got a quote from a woman in that article, and you can tell the Tesla employee is a subset of those people we're talking about, because her quote was like, I don't know. I mean, I've always felt so good about this because it's not just about me. It's about Tesla and the vision.
No, like, good Lord. They will drop you like a sack of potatoes.
And in fact,
put out your resume.
They have already prepared to do so.
Yeah.
Yeah, their vision for you is unemployment.
Put out your resumes now.
Speaking of things that have no use anymore, the Disney Vault.
Disney to close Vault for good as it moves film library to streaming service. It really wants everybody to use Disney Plus, so
this will probably work, though, because people get really excited about
Vault. Well, I think this is the first time they've confirmed everything from the Vault goes on to Disney Plus at launch.
Is that Song of the South, too? No,
that never happened, Krista.
That stays in the vault.
I don't know what you're talking about. Some of those early Mickey cartoons, yeah. Just a little racist.
That is, those are staying in the vault, and that is what the vault is used for now.
How I great they have the disclaimer at the start of it, like if you do watch it, it's like, hey, this was a different time. And
yeah, I think they re-released it, but that even that was quite a while ago at this point. I don't think they would ever get away with that. But how great would it be if there was an extra subscription option for an extra $7.99 a month? You got the racist stuff. Oh. You could go through some of Walt's private writings.
The real Walt. Do you think they have an interactive 3D experience of looking at his frozen head? Or
you could pet it.
It's like we're going to reanimate it someday.
Wait a minute.
You've heard that conspiracy theory, right? That they made the movie Frozen so that way if you Googled Disney Frozen, it wouldn't pull up the Frozen Walt Disney conspiracy theory.
That's a long way to go.
It is. I don't think it's true, but it makes me laugh that some people think that's true.
That is really funny.
Well, if you're a normie, this story is going to be amazing for you because you have to be a console pleb and an iPhone normie in order to get any benefit out of this.
The PS4's Remote Play update now lets you stream to iOS devices. Wait. Weren't we waiting on this for Steam? Wasn't Steam supposed to have this? What's going on with Steam? I don't care about PlayStation.
Too busy making money.
I need Steam.
They did it. Now, what they did not do is let your Bluetooth controller connect to your iPhone.
Aww.
So it's an on-screen controller.
No.
Ew.
Bad. Well, speaking of Nintendo, it's interesting because Nintendo, it seems like they're advocating for the player. But I think what they're actually saying is, listen, idiot, you don't bleed them out all at once. You gotta keep them alive.
Nintendo to smartphone game makers, you can only gouge our players for so much. So they made 40 billion yen instead of 50 billion yen, which still seems like a lot.
This is microtransactions and all that nonsense. So Nintendo actually has some sort of limit. I don't know if it's a policy that they have laid out, but they went to these companies individually and they're like, no, this is too much. Dial that back. Not don't do this. Just, keep it to a slow boil. I think they moved the car a little bit.
Yeah, it's not as loud now.
You probably can't hear it now, but we still can. Amazon, perhaps following in Tesla's footsteps?
They're closing 87 pop-up kiosks. Now, technically, I guess, according to this article, they only opened those for the holiday season. The holiday season is over, so they're going to close.
This was to let you play with all of these little toys. In case it's like, hey, I'm thinking about getting this, but I want to actually touch it and see what it's like. You could go, I can't remember all the different places. Kohl's.
Isn't that what Best Buy's for?
Whole Foods. This was in malls and stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
It was a place you're going to be anyway, and then maybe you go look at an Alexa or something like that.
Did you go to the mall for your Christmas shopping this year?
I've not been to the mall in a very long
time.
I went to Amazon.
Amazon is just so
easy.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's probably why these kiosks maybe didn't do so
well. I love this picture because somebody...
so angry.
Somebody drew angry eyes on Amazon. That's a great one.
The headline is anti-vaccine movies disappear from Amazon after CNN Business Report. So, yeah.
I kind of wonder with there's been a lot of things recently where they're removing or putting notifications on anti-vaccine stuff, which is good. But at the same time, I wonder if that, will that just make them stronger? They're censoring us. It just means it's true.
Well, but also it sets a precedent.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, I don't like that either.
The vaccine thing, there is a debate. Now, I'm not saying that one side of the debate has any validity, but there is a debate. There's a non-trivial amount of people who believe one way rather than the other. And if we just let Amazon apply that based on what they think, how far do they take that?
Yeah.
Too far. Too far.
I don't think Amazon has a big opinion on this. I think they're just trying to get people to quit complaining.
I think Amazon will in the future do whatever it takes to get more money because that is what they do.
You remember dating ourselves here? I'm sure Krista has no idea. Not only because she's younger, but because she never watches anything on TV.
That's true.
Remember Kreskin from Johnny Carson? the, or maybe I'm getting the name wrong. They're like the psychic guy.
Oh
That he
yeah,
did.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he would hold the envelope up.
Yeah.
This envelope would be three names you never want associated with healthcare.
Amazon's joint healthcare venture finally has a name, Haven. It's Bezos and Kaiser Permanente and something else. And it's
Jamie
just
Dimon.
Jamie Dimon, yeah.
There's here they are.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Warren Buffett, the Jeff Bezos and Jamie Dimon. Yeah, that's just really. So Kaiser Permanente, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is Amazon's venture into healthcare. It doesn't seem like they want to necessarily start hospitals or be an insurance company or something like that, but they want to be an advocate for the patient for a monthly fee that I'm sure will come out of here. Maybe there'll be some Prime benefits here. I don't know. I like the idea of simplification of healthcare and insurance, but I don't think anything these people have touched has ever been good for the consumer. I say that as someone who has like four Amazon packages coming next week.
I was gonna say, I mean, you're just like,
I realize the hypocrisy, but
do you get like trashed on Friday night and just go on an Amazon spending spree?
no, I've, just like it's things that the ones I've been getting lately aren't even really exciting. Well, no, I didn't buy those things from Amazon. Yeah, not super
Did you put
exciting.
them on your wish list and then you had to like kind of like marinate in that for a little bit and then be like, okay, I need that.
No, I bought some gun related items
Oh.
because here in Kentucky, constitutional carry is coming.
Ooh.
Ooh. But Amazon won't sell you that. Here is a story that is perhaps one of the greatest examples of correlation is not causation. I don't know what Hot Hardware was thinking. This is so obvious.
Powerful PCs proven, quotation marks, to help players dominate in battle royale games like Apex Legends. So this is, Nvidia was like, hey, we need to know. And so the data shows that people that have 144 hertz monitors and super insanely high-end graphics cards
And good gaming chairs, right?
generally have a better kill-death ratio.
Now here's, I wonder, do you think it's possible that people with 144 hertz monitors and powerful graphics cards spend more time playing those games?
Yeah.
Well, they tried to quantify that, and they said that, the hardware helped a lot, and then the play difference between somebody that spent a crazy amount of time playing versus somebody that spent too much time playing was not really all there. The big difference was hardware.
Do they control for age as well?
I don't think they have any way of knowing your age.
Now, I'm sure it does make a difference because at that level of play, the milliseconds start counting, So I'm sure there's something to it, but I'm also sure that, the weekend warrior with an average PC,
Just SOL.
the real difference is the skill gap because the guy who's paying all that money is spending 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll tell you what, my machine is probably capable, the one we play on the Twitch stream with, it's certainly capable of 144 hertz. The monitor's not, but the machine certainly is. I'm terrible.
Yeah, it's like we played Apex Legends and all of us were bad at it.
Oh, so I think
Oh, so terrible.
we managed in three streams to get what, like six kills each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just
It was a wreck. It was
shockingly
bad.
sad. Yeah, so there's no amount of frames per second that's going to fix that.
Remove armor from shooting games.
The only way that we debased ourselves more was on the Ava Direct sponsored VR stream. Thanks, Ava
You
Direct.
can watch all those at our Team PGP
If
YouTube
you want
channel.
to see, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, a man who is second only to James Brown in natural rhythm. That's this guy right here. Well, how embarrassed are you that the TV in your home has exposed cables?
Just I think about I go to bed, but I can't
Yeah,
sleep.
it keeps me up at night too. Soon we will be saved.
Samsung patents a wireless TV with no power cable. So yeah, they're gonna beam the power to the TV with this little bar thingy.
I wonder if that will come with Amazon Healthcare for the oncologist that you're going to need 5 years after you start using that.
Maybe you develop lightning powers.
please don't stick your head in the camper zone while the TV is operating.
Don't let your cat nap directly between the box and the TV.
My granny growing up was always telling us to like back away from the TV, but now her advice is truly relevant because you're not just trying to save your sight.
Could be. You remember when there was a time when blockchain, like there were companies that would start up and just call themselves blockchain and they had nothing to do with it. Yeah. And they would be penny stocks that would triple overnight.
Yeah,
I think that's what's happening now with AI.
Nearly half of all AI startups are cashing in on the hype. So Forbes has this article about, hey, if you're investing, you should probably make sure that the company that claims it's doing stuff with AI actually is doing stuff with AI because it's a trend. It's a trend.
And also, even if they're doing AI kind of stuff, the definition of AI is very loose right now. So
I actually know somebody that went to a company with a thing and was like, hey, we did this thing. And they're like, you're just a small company. There's no way that you did that. And so they didn't give them a contract. They went back the next year and were like, hey, we did that thing with AI. And I was like, oh, AI. And they gave them the contract. Yeah. And like literally nothing changed from one year to the next. And the AI was not part of it. It was funny. And also very sad.
It's the world we live in.
You do those design changes sometimes too. I don't like this shade of green. It's like, okay, I changed it. Oh, it looks so much better, but you didn't really change it.
Oh, don't give them those secrets, Krista.
You don't always do that, but sometimes you can get away with it if a client's just, you feel like they just needed to make a change, so.
If you are a prepper or someone who anticipates the eventual collapse of society, I think this puts Volvo out of the running for your car purchases.
I agree.
Volvo to impose 112 miles per hour speed limit on all new cars from 2020. Most of their cars can do like 155, so they're going to put a governor in there that's like, nope.
Why even live?
Although this article did explain that in Europe, most of the highway speed limits are 80 miles per hour or equivalent of about 80 miles per hour. Here in the States, it's like 65 to 70, so I feel like we're missing out.
What about the Autobahn?
I think, well, there's no set limit, but the Germany still has a general recommendation of 80.
Yeah, that's for beginners.
Ryan's all about going fast.
We used to have, was it like Montana or one of those states was like just a phrase. It was like, be sensible.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that, but that would be cool to really open up. I don't think I will ever get my car to its top speed.
What is your car? Can you tell without?
It's like 180. It's more than I'm comfortable doing.
It'd be fine.
VMware. Oh, you know what? I was like getting ready to do an intro and then I clicked the button.
VMware Linux lawsuit moves closer to a resolution. For over a decade, VMware has been accused of illegally using Linux code in its VMware ESX bare metal virtual machine hypervisor. A German court has dismissed the case, but the struggle may not be over. So we're still waiting on a ruling here, but the VMK kernel extensions may be proprietary, maybe not. It's just, this is really just, VMware did not have to integrate their extensions in the way that they did. They could have done it another way, so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. It's a little disappointing because the GPL means that we should have source code to whatever it is that they've built, which would further the state of the art. But at the same time, if they want to do their code and keep it proprietary, they can. They just need to bundle it a different way.
And they're not even asking for like damages or money here, which makes this ruling weird.
Yeah.
Because all they're saying is follow the rules of the GPL. That's all you got to do, bro. And VMware is working on changing it.
Doing it the right way.
So they don't use it, but they're not even close to having that done. Yeah. So sounds like they're just going to keep doing things as is until they finish that. And then we'll just forget this ever happened.
I hope this does not weaken the GPL. I think ultimately that the GPL will prevail. It's just that it's going to take a while.
Well, it was in Germany. So how can we expect them to ever make rational legal decisions? Machine learning. We've entered into the robot/AI section in case you didn't notice. And machine learning can use one of the most evil things for good.
Machine learning can use tweets to spot critical security flaws. Do what now?
Krista, check this
one
out.
This is I like animated. It's not something. It's not a step most places will take.
That eyeball, that's great.
I thought that was like radiation coming out of his brain. Yeah.
Could be. Could be, but
I heard the prettiest bird outside of the grocery store earlier.
How could you hear beauty?
It sang a beautiful song. It was very loud.
But it could have been very ugly.
I don't know what kind of bird it was.
What if it was, like, trapped, and that's why it was, like...
No, I could see it flying. Might have been a mockingbird. I don't know.
What if it was tethered to the ground?
I watched him fly around for a minute.
So the idea here is that this thing looks at frequency and tone of tweets that have to do with security flaws and somehow predicts when they will hit the mainstream. And they used it on Spoiler, and we're pretty accurate.
Neat.
So...
It's like it's a little bit like Obi-Wan Kenobi's Force thing. It's like, oh, there's a disturbance in the Force, and then it's like, oh, there was a disturbance in the Force. There's a new exploit.
Except the Force was something that created balance within the universe, and
this is
Twitter is something that lets people seek attention
and argue amongst themselves.
Mm. Oh yeah, a lot of trolling on Twitter.
Now this one, I was trying to quickly read these, and this was toward the end of my quickly reading when I knew I was running out of time. And I was hungry. And I found this very hard to follow in terms of what exactly is going on here.
Researchers are training image-generating AI with fewer labels. So the idea here is that you have a set of data. You have a set of data like the SIFAR-10 data set, which categorizes images as like planes and automobiles and fire trucks and whatever. And SIFAR-10 doesn't classify as fire trucks. But... the more ways that those images are classified, the more the AI can learn. But with this, you can take some AI and that's already sort of trained and run it through with the images, and it will infer a lot of other stuff from the images. It doesn't have to explicitly be tagged. It will know that, you know, the fire trucks are red because all of the images of fire trucks have a lot of red in them.
Well, not necessarily, because you got this little yellow guy in here. So there's an example where you don't necessarily label all these things as fire trucks, but just because of their similarity, the AI can sort of figure out these are the same things.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Usually, but not always, right? That's the whole thing that AI can learn.
Anyway, it's probably good for us. Or bad, depending on which side of the AI fence that you're on. Are they going to kill us all? Or are they going to, is it going to be the singularity?
And then kill us all.
And then we kill each other. How about something that would let AI use you and your data to learn, much like Mark Zuckerberg wants to do, but keep you anonymized? How would you feel about that?
Google tool lets any AI app learn without taking all of your data. TensorFlow Federated limits the impact of AI on your privacy. Now, I read this not... as like I had a hard time figuring out how they actually got this out of this, because they gave one or two examples, but it seems like TensorFlow Federated, if you actually go read the thing, means that it's just that you can run TensorFlow on your local machine as well as like in the cloud.
Well, I think the idea is what they're talking about here is when you run it locally, it can look at your data and report back something it learned from that to the larger AI.
But not about you specifically.
But it's never transfers your data.
Yeah.
So, I guess, you know, more... Although what it learns from your data could be more intrusive than the data itself.
Listen, all the people in this geographic area are so dumb, they're just taking up space and consuming resources. We just need to kill them all.
It's like, we don't need...
That's what we learned.
We don't need to give you Krista's exact purchasing habits or email messages... But we will return that she has a 2-year plan to have a child.
I have Ruru.
Fur baby?
I don't like that phrase.
You know what you said. Remember, speaking of murderous AI, remember Uber and the car that killed, that tasted the first blood? Was it an evil car? The court has ruled.
No, it is not. And Reuters has the article that talks about the history and that sort of thing, if you're interested in that. But it's basically, no, the Uber is not liable. If anything, the driver is liable because the driver was playing with their phone.
Actually, they did recommend that charges could be brought against. They were watching The Voice.
Oh.
So
they weren't even watching good TV. You can just listen to The Voice to tell if their voice is good.
No, you have to watch. So an episode of The Voice probably cost someone their life, and they're saying that
wow.
there could be it was like reckless endangerment or something like that.
Yeah, but not murder.
Well, it's true. You couldn't call it murder, but it could. There was going to be like a hefty possible sentence from that.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was.
Do you think the singers who are part of that show are like, my show's so good, someone died for it?
Yeah, I'd say probably indirectly. They're just completely outside of the public awareness at this point, right? Because that was years ago.
It's a little angsty.
They still do The Voice, I think. It's still a show. I don't know if it's the same like judges.
Yeah, but those people are no longer. Oh, the judges, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, they don't. They've never given a second thought to the Uber murder. Mm-hmm.
It's a little emo. Like, oh, you know, this show's so good, somebody would. Died. No, it's a little
they drink
emo.
A little bit of news blood.
News.sky.com is
not loading.
Currently down. Well, the article was uh-oh. Thousands face an incorrect benefit cuts from an automated fraud detector.
Oh, this is an excellent article.
What do you think of this stock photo, chat?
So clean.
So this is like an entitlement program where like you have unemployment and you know those kinds of things.
I think it had something to do with. They have this weird system in Europe, or at least in Britain. The number of bedrooms in your house matters. And you can sublet, or you can get paid for having them or not having them or something. I don't know exactly how it works, but I think this is related to that.
So, a bunch of people are going to be denied payments because the algorithm says, hey, this is probably fraud. So rather than like flagging for investigation, they're just going to deny everybody, and then you can maybe claw back your benefits.
I think they send you a letter, and then, yeah, the burden of proof is on you.
Which seems like not the way to handle it. I mean, that's how YouTube does monetization. And so the way that it works for us is usually the video will be demonetized, and then it will get 99% of its views. And then by the time somebody gets around to looking at it, they're like, oh, you guys were just talking about the news. That's fine. And then we get 38 cents.
Oh, man.
Aces. That'll keep us afloat, though. Our editor will appreciate that bonus.
Level one Patreon.
We're going to have
or Kofi.
To perform an emergency one tab reload because...
Everything crashed.
Yeah. It's...
Even with the ad blocker.
This is a terrible thing. Krista, why don't you tell us about the new developments in Lord of the Rings Amazon?
Oh, it's second age. It's confirmed. They added Numenor to the map. Numenor is like the big empire of men. Like it's kind of like the Atlantis story of the Middle Earth universe.
What does this mean in terms of what we're going to be watching?
It depends on when they start the series. I've been thinking about this for a while. I got really excited the other night thinking about where they could go with it. If they start year zero, like right after the War of Wrath in the second age, they could start with like Elrond and Elros and like that relationship, and how does Elrond feel about Elros becoming a man instead of staying an elf, and how does Elrond become friends with Gil-galad, and like
wait a minute,
how does their relationship develop, and
are there a race transition in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, so their father and their mother were actually both half elven, and when they were born they were given a choice whether or not they wanted to be counted among the elves or among the men. And they both chose differently.
Wow, there's a lot of parallels to modern gender in that, isn't there?
That's why Arwen got to choose. That's Elrond's daughter.
At what age do you get to choose?
It's a little unclear, because like Arwen lived to be like in her late 2000s when she finally married Aragorn, and then it's like, oh, now you've made a choice. And I think it was like they got to make their choice up and like as soon as their dad left, that's when they had to make a choice.
Could you be race fluid?
No.
I'm about to die as a man. I want to be an elf again.
No, sorry. They make you pick a side. Like it's elf. Elven is more of a title than a than like you eventually have to pick one or the other.
Do you make more money as one or the other?
You probably make more as an elf because you live forever. So like you just acquire more wealth over time.
Well, wait a minute. So if you choose human, you don't live forever?
No.
What? How did they change that?
That's going to be a big plot point in the Amazon series. You guys watch and see.
Oh, okay.
Numenor's whole thing is about we want to be immortal even though our forefather picked differently.
Well, do you know who else lives forever? Robots.
Oh, good segue.
MGM could replace many employees with robots. All the hospitality bots. Yeah, I think I've seen this on Futurama.
Well, they talked about cashiers.
Bellhops.
changing out to like chips and that kind of thing. Certain dealers could be replaced with robots. Although, how fun would it be to try to cheat a dealer robot?
I'm imagining like an Assaultron from Fallout dealing blackjack with like daggers.
And all of your in-room stuff would be done with an app instead of like communicating with a human being. So you just order up food through the app so you don't have to have anything like a concierge or anything like that.
That would be cool. I could go for robot delivered, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches or whatever.
It sounds interesting, yeah, but...
just getting wild in Vegas.
Now, they do have unions in Vegas. Unions are big in Vegas. So it would be interesting to see what goes on with that. We know that robots can deal cards and cash out chips, but can they herd sheep?
It turns out that they can, as long as you make them bark like a dog.
Aww.
So these barking drones are used on farms instead of sheepdogs. Now, this doesn't seem like a step forward.
Well, they interviewed this guy.
A lot more expensive, I would think.
So this thing just has a speaker mounted on it and a camera. And they talk about there's several benefits. The first benefit is if it's cold outside. And this guy was like, I hated getting out when it was cold and just going out to like observe the animals, make sure they were in the pen and inside the fence. Just fly the drone out. Just take a look at them. And the drone can bark, so it can herd them. He also said that the dog, some of the mother cows, when the dog got close to their babies, would try to attack the dog.
Yeah.
But they will not attack the drone.
It's interesting that it needs to bark, because drones are really loud. Like when they're operating, you know, there's... I would think that would scare sheep.
Yeah. Or cows.
They the cows are just too. Like, no, they have air superiority. Don't provoke them.
Now, he did say that, of course, you couldn't use this in high wind or rainy weather. So, the poor dogs now, the only time they get out is during rainy and high wind.
To be honest, like, unless it's really cold, Rue generally likes to be out in the mud and the filth, so she probably would love
that. That's true, yeah. And they talk, and the really cold doesn't bother the drone, and they actually prefer that because the farmer doesn't want to go out there, or the rancher doesn't want to go. So, maybe the dog does have a better life.
Working a little less hard.
We'll see. How do you think Rue would do at herding?
I don't know if she has much of a prey drive. She likes birds a lot, and she likes to watch ducks. That's the lab in her, but I don't know if she'd be very good at herding.
If she could herd ducks, maybe?
She'd probably just bring the duck back to you, because that's what retrievers do. But
We have to press F to say goodnight to someone I've never heard of before. Have you?
Yeah, I've never seen this.
Yeah, I have seen this. Yeah. Jibo, the social robot, announces...
Is it Jibo or Jibo?
Jibo.
I like Jibo better.
Announces that its VC overlords have remote kill switched it, and it makes a pathetic farewell address and dances a final step. So you have to listen to the video, and it's just like, tell, you know, your future robot companions about me. I'll see you later.
Aww.
So Jibo was part of a startup, and it didn't go well.
No.
They sort of wasted the money.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't a great idea to begin with.
No.
And so it's over. Who do you think gets to keep him?
Keep what?
The actual robot.
You get to keep your robot. Like, you bought them. This is cloud services.
Oh, there was more than one of them?
Yeah, yeah. No, there was this, like, they made a bunch of them. It was like $900. And
I didn't think they actually made them.
It's cloud connected. And,
also, if you have him, he just doesn't work anymore?
Yeah, he will.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Like, he'll do some things, but not really. And see, the really terrible thing is they sold all the IP to some other company because they could have open sourced it. Like, it's like, here's a firmware update that lets you just put in a Jibo server, and like, you could run your own command and control server.
Who's the Chinese nephew that does all the...
He Sung
is going to be working on taking over. Jibo's going to be like, trying to sell you stuff.
Greetings, human. I'm alive again. Would you like to mine some Bitcoin?
Would you enjoy a gross of fortune cookies? I could hook you up. This is my favorite stock photo of the week.
Is that a stock photo, you think?
Well, I mean, it's an actual photo of the thing.
Yeah.
The U.S. Army assures the public that its robot tank system adheres to the AI murder policy. And then the public was like, wait, what's the AI murder policy?
It's part of that secret database. That's classified. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. So they're talking about how there's this, I can't remember what the phrase is, but it's that whole idea of, yeah, the AI can kill something, but the final decision has to be a human. And I think you have to visually confirm.
Listen, no American citizen is ever going to be on any kind of list of dissidents or anything like that, where they might be, you know, misclassified as a terrorist or aiding and abetting terrorists. We would never deploy these on the border. It's totally just...
Yeah, and these, you know, considering how small and maneuverable they are, they would never be put into inner cities to quell riots and dissent.
They've replaced the minigun with a water cannon. It's fine.
It's just rubber bullets.
Can you imagine that little, those little treads just going right up over someone?
If you're, just over their skull.
If you're watching from the UN, please send help.
We do not UN want has the, no we power. Don't want the UN to send help.
We need somebody.
They'll
What's
be sending more
on?
Robots.
This is, I don't recognize this.
But yeah, we're working on it. This thing is called the Multi-Utility Tactical Transport, or MUT.
Aw, that's a cute name for
just
it.
Just like Rube.
Yeah.
Common shelter trash.
She is common shelter trash.
Just strap a minigun on her back. It'll be fine.
She would, like, just starve her for attention for a couple of days and then send her out. She would run right to the enemy. Although, I think it would have to be an explosive device. It couldn't be.
Aw. I'll go home and hug my dog now.
What a dark note.
43 minutes.
That was
You're
a long
welcome.
Episode.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye.